This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. On November 7th, voters head to the polls, and there's a countywide issue to be decided that could have a direct impact on the city of Ann Arbor's ability to further invest in environmental stewardship initiatives. It is billed as the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. If approved, a one-mill tax levy would be collected throughout the county for a period of 8 years. If you've looked over the ballot language, you may have noticed that nowhere does it make a mention of any environmental initiatives or programs. But there is room for some discretionary spending, and Ann Arbor officials have a vision. My guest this morning is Mark Clevey, and Mark is the Vice Chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, and thank you for the time today.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you, too.
I want to start by covering how the breakdown of money goes. Now, should voters approve this millage in November, of the $15.4 million the tax would generate in the first year of collection, 38% would go to the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health Services, 38% to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. The final 24% would be divided up between communities in Washtenaw County that have their own police forces, and the money would be divided based on population, right? So if passed, what kind of money would that mean for Ann Arbor in 2018?
They'll run the formula at the end and finalize it, but environmental energy side is generate roughly $1 million a year for environmental programs.
Ann Arbor is planning on dividing the money that it would receive as part of this ballot initiative for city programs and initiatives, 20% for pedestrian safety, 40% to increase affordable housing, and then that 40% to advance the city's climate action plan. And that's where you're talking about the $1 million going to, correct?
Yes.
Tell me how Ann Arbor would envision taking that $1 million and advancing the goals of the Climate Action Plan.
Well, the Climate Action Plan is a collection of ideas that all are aimed at reducing climate emissions in Ann Arbor, trying to bring the community closer in line with the tipping point where the Earth can handle the emissions and process the emissions versus the point where the Earth is beginning to be overwhelmed by those emissions. Scientific experts basically put that at 350 parts per million. Currently, we're close to 420. The way that Ann Arbor would address the emissions reductions would be to look at, one, how climate change manifests itself in Ann Arbor by going into the Climate Action Plan and identifying initiatives that will address the emissions, prioritizing those, and then putting resources behind them. The Environmental Commission and the Ann Arbor Ecology Center have come up with a list of five targets that they think would be good candidates for this. And one is helping, it's called Rain Ready Ann Arbor. It's helping the community neighborhoods address climate adaptation through things like rain gardens, rain barrels, things like that. Reduce the amount of water flow from neighborhoods into the wastewater treatment system. Energy Smart Ann Arbor is working to increase the energy efficiency of the building stock in Ann Arbor. The third is increasing solar installations in the community. We did an analysis in Ann Arbor, found out that there were 78 megawatts worth of solar potential in the city. The Climate Action Plan only calls for 24 megawatts, so it's clearly within the realm of technical feasibility. And a megawatt is basically the size of the solar system on M14 US 23, the DTE's array out there. That's roughly the size of a megawatt. So we need 2.5 to 3 of those a year. This year in Ann Arbor, I think we had 25 solar systems put in that, you know, were less than 200 kilowatts. So that's a long, hard slog as well. Of course, the city also taxes solar energy, which is a huge disincentive for that. So that's one of the goals, figuring out how to work around that. The third one is getting community ready for electric vehicles. And then the last one is grants to neighborhoods to do innovation, to spur neighborhood-based energy and environmental innovation. That can be any number of things. In fact, that's what we're hoping for, to look to the community to come up with good ideas and then reward those ideas, establish best practices, and then have those ideas replicated in other communities. So those are kind of the approach. We don't have a list. The city doesn't have a list of, you give us the money, here's the 10 things we're going to do. And I think that's on purpose. One, we have a climate action plan that has lots of ideas. The trick is picking the best ones and also measuring the outputs.
How do we come to a place where there is a definitive prioritized list wherein we know each year with this $1 million that's going to be allocated in this direction, where it's going and how we're going to advance?
So I think that the city commission is going to play a huge role in that, so is the city administration. We have stated verbal intent and written intent, legal intent, and from the city commission and resolutions. So all this stuff is there. The next step is of course, you're right, actualizing this into real actions. We need to figure out if we're going to put money behind this specific action, exactly what the expected emissions reduction is going to be. That's, I think, is going to be the hard lift, is the discipline of all of us to take our good ideas and bring them down into things that we can measure and we can act on.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mark Levy, is the vice chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission. And Mark, I want to bring this back. This ballot proposal to be decided on November 7th is billed as the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. Now, obviously, there's clear evidence greenhouse gases, carbon emissions, mercury emissions, and the like have adverse effects on the health of people and the environment. As such, it can be said that the expenditure is directly related to public safety. I just wonder if people are clear about how their tax money is going to be used in this particular instance. Are you getting Yes. questions about that?
I think there's a lot of questions about that. I mean, it's not obvious from the way that the ballot proposal is structured, but it is convenient. I've had questions like, well, we vote for a countywide millage, but and I live in somewhere in another community outside of Ann Arbor, but my dollars are going to be used to subsidize energy programs in Ann Arbor. Why aren't my dollars being used to subsidize programs in my community? And the reality is that they're not subsidizing the programs. The fact that the county supports police in all of the communities across the county, in some cities, those cities decide to have their own police force. So it's just a rebate. So the money that is being raised to support police and the other initiatives within the county, because some communities have their own police force, they don't need the county's monies to run their police force. So the taxes that people pay in to support police, they're just being rebated for their portion of that money.
Don't you think those communities might also like to have some of the money that you're going to have to apply to programs like the Climate Action Plan?
Well, they could very well, if they had their own police forces, they would be doing it. And the question is, what are they doing with their money? So in some I'm not sure what the other communities that have police forces, what they're going to do with their rebate. But in Ann Arbor, because the local governments have the discretion to decide what to do with that money, in Ann Arbor, the three priorities that you laid out is how the city is going to spend it. And 40% of what we're getting back is going to be spent on climate action, because that's a stated priority within the city, as indicated by, that one, the existence of the Climate Action Plan, and two, numerous resolutions from the City Council in support of Climate Action Plan, and three, the fact that we have both an Environmental and an Energy Commission. Many communities don't have Energy Commissions. Some have Environmental Commissions, and a great number only use their Planning Commissions. I'm thinking across the state now, a great number only use their Planning Commissions to address environmental and or energy issues.
Once again, you are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEM. You were talking with Mark Levy, the vice chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission. Let me ask you this from the opposite perspective. What would the city's next step be should this millage fail to win voter approval next month?
I think it's going to be a really hard lift. It's obvious that climate change is not a priority at the federal level. We have lots of mixed messages on being a priority at the state level. I think communities are pretty much are on their own with regards to how they're going to deal with the negative impacts of climate change. And we should be really clear that while these three problems, deluges, rain, rain bombs and delusions, drought and heat extremes, they also affect how government spends its money. The costs to the taxpayer for climate change are going to go up in the future. And in some cases, we have credit ratings now are looking at businesses and looking at communities and others and looking at how they raise money and affecting how bonds are spent and cities raise money if they haven't addressed these issues of the risks, financial risks associated with climate change. So we're going to be paying for this one way or another. The question is, are we going to be putting Band-Aids on things, or are we going to be solving the problem? If we don't get these funding, then we're going to be needing to figure out how to deal with this problem in a different way. But one way or another, we're either going to deal with the problem by solving it and mitigating it, or we're going to be dealing with the problem by cleaning up the mess afterwards, one way or the other. And quite frankly, we're probably going to be doing both for the rest of your and my lifetime.
And there you have it, a look at the environmental component of the upcoming Washtenaw County ballot proposal that will be decided on November 7th. It is entitled the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. You just heard from Mark Levy, who is the vice chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, on how Ann Arbor would use a portion of the tax revenue generated from that ballot issue. Mark, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you very much as well.
I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Resources Commission, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.